This is a CBC podcast.
Mr. Orlando, is it story time now?
Well, yes, Gary, but first we need to welcome everyone to the Story Store.
The podcast where your stories are made to order.
Done. So now is it story time?
Well, no, Gary, we haven't even checked the
answering machine on it.
Okay.
I like the story of the dog who barked.
I love it. Can we start the story now, please?
Okay, Gary, but what's the big hurry?
Well, I just love stories, Mr. Orlando.
Well, that's a good reason. And you're in luck, because I have just the one. I take you to Philadelphia Dog Park, where a young dog, a boxer named Rocco, was training with his manager, Mickey the Mutt.
Okay, Rocco, get the ball. Go get it, good boy.
How fast was I that time, Mickey?
That was fast, kid. You're a good boy. Have a good boy treat.
Woof.
Rocco was a good boxer. He had fast paws and an even faster pounce. But Rocco didn't want to be just good. He wanted to be the best.
One day, I'm gonna wear the heavy dog boxing champion collar around my neck, Mickey.
Sure you will, kid. Sure.
But Mickey knew that to become the heavy dog boxing champ, Rocco would have to defeat the toughest, meanest Siberian husky around, Dragon.
No one beats Dragon. I am mean, lean, boxing machine.
Mickey didn't think Rocco was ready, but Rocco wouldn't let it go. He begged Mickey to set up a match between him and Dragon.
Come on, Mickey.
Forget it, kid. You got the heart, but you ain't got the tools. Dragon has all the machines, high-tech everything. All we've got is a clicker and some treats.
Mickey, ever since I was a pup, dogs always said, you may be a boxer, but you're no boxer, you know? And now I've got a chance to show them. Show myself.
If we're gonna do this, Rox, you're gonna have to train like you've never trained before. I'll work you until even your tail hurts. But when I'm done with you, that husky won't know what hit him.
Well, I like the sound of that, Mickey. You got a deal.
We're gonna need some more good boy treats.
So Mickey set up the match, and Rocco began training like never before.
Mr. O, what's happening?
Right. This is a podcast. I forgot. Sorry. This is what you call a training montage, Gary. It shows Rocco at the start of his training. He's running through the streets, jumping for frisbees, sparring with other dogs. Okay, now you hear how the music starts to change here? That means that his training is paying off. He's running faster, jumping higher, and sparring with even bigger dogs. He's getting strong now, yeah, won't be long now. Oh, and here's the big finish. He's running up some steps and celebrating like a champ, you know, with good boy treats.
Yo, Wolf!
Wow, he's gonna win for sure.
You'd think so. But meanwhile, Dragon has been doing his own training.
Mr. Orlando?
This is Dragon's training montage. He's getting better too, but he's using all the latest technology. He's got one of those tennis ball machines, and he's catching balls like nobody's business. And now he's running on a treadmill hooked up to machines, suggesting Dragon is more robot than husky.
Oh, I see it, yeah.
On the night of the big match, the stadium was packed. The crowd began to bark as Rocco entered the stadium.
Here comes Rocco with his manager, Mickey, the challenger, hoping to take the world title and the world collar from the champ.
Oh, that is going to be an uphill battle. Rocco is good, but is he good enough to beat Dragon? I'm not so sure.
Rocco climbed into the boxing ring and waited in his corner.
Sounds like Dragon is entering the arena.
Yes, that's the champion, and he's being pulled by a sleigh of dogs. An entrance fit for a husky.
Oh!
The crowd cheered madly as Dragon entered the ring. He was even bigger than Rocco had imagined. Rocco was truly an underdog.
Hello, doggy. Don't worry. I don't bite. Unless I have to.
Rocco was scared. Why had he asked for this match?
Let's get ready to box! Round one!
And Rocco is out of his corner and swinging his paws at Dragon.
He swings with the left paw and the right, but Dragon dodges!
Dragon returns the favor with a 1-2 punch!
He's got Rocco in a corner.
Rocco, get your paws up!
That's the round, and it looks like it goes to Dragon.
Rocco is really going to have to step it up if he wants a shot at that collar.
Rocco, what are you doing? You're getting wrecked out there.
Oh, I'm trying, Mickey, but this guy ain't like nobody I ever fought.
Baloney. You get up there and show him who's top dog.
But round two was the same.
And that's another round for Dragon.
Round after round went to Dragon. Rocco was getting further and further behind.
Boxers in your corners.
Oh, Mickey, what am I doing? I can't beat this guy.
What's can't? There ain't no can'ts. Rocks, there's still one way to win this thing. A KO. One knockout and you can take the match and title.
Oh, I can't touch this dog. I'm just not ready. You gotta call the match.
Whoa, wait, he's gonna quit? Even after that whole training montage thingy?
It appeared so.
Looks like Rocco has had enough. His manager is about to throw in the towel.
And Dragon is gonna hold on to his collar.
Wait, what's this?
Rocco, I knew you could never beat me. You may be a boxer, but you'll never be a boxer.
The words that Rocco had been hearing since he was just a young pup rang in his ears. But instead of making him sad, they made him feel something else.
Mickey, don't throw in the towel. I'm going back out there.
Rocco stood up triumphantly. He didn't just think he could win. He knew it.
I'm gonna win, 'cause I am a boxer and a boxer.
Can you believe it? Rocco's continuing the match.
He looks like a whole new dog out there.
Knock his block off, Rocks.
This round, Rocco was determined and focused.
Rocco is coming at Dragon hard.
Dragon doesn't know what to do.
Rocco boxed like never before. He was all take that and that and this and take this one and that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And soon, Rocco jabs at Dragon. And again!
And there's an uppercut to the snout. Oh, that's gonna hurt.
For a moment, everything was silent and in slow motion. Rocco's boxing glove connected once more with Dragon. Dragon teetered on his paws, and then
Dragon is down!
1, 2, 3, that's a KO!
It's a knockout! Rocco wins!
The ref held Rocco's paw in the air and declared him the heavy boxing dog champion.
You did it, Rox. You did it.
No, Mickey. We did it. We did it!
Rocco held up his brand new champion collar.
This is for you, Adrian! Adrian! Adrian!
Hold the jingle jangle. Who's Adrian?
Yeah, that's another story. But the point is, with a lot of hard work, if you believe in yourself, you can reach any goal, just like Rocco. The end.
Whoa, that story had a lot of punch.
Yeah, it certainly did. Oh, what a great suggestion. Listeners, if you have a story suggestion, please call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca, because you never know what the story store will have in store.
Now, is it story time, Mr. Orlando?
Wait, Gary, we just finished a story.
So?
Next time, Gary.
Oh, fine.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.